You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome back in MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart. And B-Tags, you have to straighten some things out for me here. This Astros team, I know it's a tough roadie. They had had a lot of success, it seemed like, early on against Oakland, which was good. This road trip didn't go as well, obviously. Still out there on the road, still with games in the Bay Area against a tough Giants team. What do you attribute the recent struggles with this team?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, we've asked that of A.J. Hinch and some of the players for a couple of weeks now, and no one can really pinpoint it. You know, the Astros were kind of put together for success at Minute Maid Park with their pull power to both sides and their outfield defense, which is very good, and guys that can cover a lot of ground. But for some reason or another, it hasn't translated on the road. Recently, in this trip anyway, losing six of the first seven, it's just been clutch hits. I mean, four of the six losses to start this trip have been one-run losses. And the other two, they were right there. It was a two-run loss, and then a slugfest in Arlington where they lost 12-9, but they were in that game as well. So they're right there. They just need the clutch hit. And if you saw Sunday's game in Oakland, they looks like they got the clutch hit when Rasmus hit the three-run homer in the ninth, and then the bullpen coughed it up in the bottom of the ninth. So whatever the case is, they're not far. They're just not hitting on the road. And they're going to have to figure it out because they're going to have to start winning some road games. The Angels are only a game behind them. The Rangers are coming on strong. A lot of tough road games coming up. So they're going to have to get their act together.
I must have been lulled to sleep or something, Brian, because, you know, earlier in the year, this team, of course, they were doing everything well. But they were playing well on the road. They were like, you know, they were way over 500 on the road, like 15-7. But that has not held up, that road tendency.
Yeah, well, they played their best baseball in April and in the first half of May, and they were winning everywhere, on the road and at home. And if you remember, they had a nine-game road trip to the West Coast, Seattle. I think it was Seattle, Oakland, and San Diego, and they ended up going 8-1. And now that was during the stretch where they won 14 out of 15, and that kind of vaulted them into first place. And everyone was like, wow, the Astros are for real. And so that kind of propelled them into the contention that they've been in all year. But, you know, I think it was just coincidence, I guess, early on. They played some of their best baseball, and they happened to be on the road. And they looked very strong on the road. But, you know, now on this road trip, even though they've added Carlos Gomez, Jed Lowry's back, they have their deepest lineup they've had all year, their best lineup, their best starting pitching with the addition of Kazmir, and they're not getting it done. So big series against the Giants, who also are in search of some wins after losing four in a row. But it's going to be a tough – they need to get at least one or two of both of these games in San Francisco before they head home.
Yeah, they suddenly start looking like really, really big games. Actually, for both teams, as you point out, Giants coming off a real tough weekend in Chicago. You mentioned, though, the deep lineup. You know, they're adding to it. They made some really great moves at the deadline. But, and I apologize if this is a question you get every 10 minutes. What's the latest with George Springer?
Well, that's a big question everybody wants to know. He got injured on July 1st, and the initial diagnosis was 4 to 6 weeks. So I believe Thursday will be the six-week mark. So we're right there. And you know, the Astros are on the road, of course, so what's going to happen is when they get home on late Wednesday, Springer's going to see a doctor. I don't know if that's going to be later in the week or early next week, and they'll see how the bone is healing, and then I guess if it's healing fine, he'll be cleared to start some baseball activities. But, you know, let's say he gets cleared on Monday to start baseball activities. He's going to have a few days where he, you know, takes grounders and takes live BP and that sort of thing. Then he's going to have to go on minor league rehab. He's probably going to need maybe 5-6 games. So even if he gets cleared soon by the doctors to start playing baseball, it's going to take him a week to 10 days to get back up into shape and the timing and all that where he can appear in a major league game. So I still wouldn't expect to see him much before September 1st or on September 1st at this point. And that's assuming they get good news for the doctors. You know, if they get bad news that it's not healing properly, then you're facing a whole other set of issues.
Yeah, so that's potentially that's a big matzo ball hanging out there, I guess, is the way I would put it.
Yeah, that would be a big bat to add to the lineup in September. I mean, you're putting him right in the middle of the lineup, and he's just such a dynamic player and an impact player that would be huge for their playoff chances.
Yeah, it's funny because it's one of those where I guess you hate to put too much on any one guy or any one thing happening, but you can see where the addition of a healthy George Springer, to your point, really puts him in the driver's seat, and the, you know, the inability to get him back really might put them in a tough spot without him. He's really kind of a bit of a fulcrum here, I guess, for this club.
Yeah, you know, and he's a guy that's high on base, and he does strike out a lot, but he's not one of these all or nothing power guys like the Rasmuses and the Gattises and the Carters. You know, they have so many of these guys. Springer's cut from a little different cloth. Plus, Gold Glove caliber outfield. When he gets on base, he runs really well, creates havoc, he draws walks, so he can do a lot of things. And they've certainly missed him.
One of the moves, and I always love it when you see moves that come after the trade deadline. I don't know. I just find that part of the game kind of interesting because it's difficult to pull those off. But Oliver Perez, nice pickup for this bullpen, and a bullpen that recently looks like maybe it could use a little help.
Yeah, Perez is, you know, going to come in, and you know, he's been in the league 13 years now as a starter, but his numbers against lefties as a reliever were really, really good, and they had only one lefty in the bullpen in Tony Sipp. So with all the lefties that are going to come up, especially in the division in the late part of August and September, they felt they needed another weapon to throw in there against lefties, and Perez is that guy, and he came in and did a nice job his first game in Oakland. So, you know, not a pickup that Astros fans are going to go, wow, this is going to push us over the top, but the bullpen got better with the addition of Oliver Perez. Now, we all know that they tried to get Kimbrel. They tried to trade for Chapman from the Reds to be their closer, and they weren't able to get it done. And Luke Regerson's blown a couple of saves in a row. But he is their closer at this point, and they're going to have to try to find ways to close out these games. And, you know, they still have confidence in Gregerson, even though they went out and tried to find one of these power arms. I mean, if you can get Chapman or Kimbrel, if you're anybody in baseball, they're going to be your closer no matter almost who you have closing. But the bullpen remains a bit of an issue. It was so strong early on, and the second half not pitched as well. And again, like the clutch hitting, they're going to have to get that ironed out, and they're going to have to start finding ways to close out these games.
What about the rotation? Any pitch watches or innings watches we should be on with a couple of these guys? Any concern about the depth of that rotation as we get into these critical months?
Yeah, well, the big issue is McCullers. You know, they sent him to the minor league beginning of this road trip. He pitched in Texas, and he only lasted an inning. I guess that was a week ago Monday, and they sent him down, and he's working with Doug Brocaila in Double-A. He's not pitching in games. He's down there just staying fresh, and he's going to be back up and in the rotation by the end of the month, and I think we'll see him make a few starts in August, but he's the one they're really watching as far as innings limits and things like that. Vincent Velasquez is the other one. He's in the minor leagues as well, but he's pitching in relief, and I think we'll see him back up, and he's going to pitch in relief when he gets back up, and he could give them that power arm that they're missing. He's 97, 98, got pretty electric stuff. So he's going to be coming back and working out of the bullpen. Whether they give him a shot to pitch in some high-leverage innings late in games, being a rookie, I don't know. But McCullers is the guy to keep an eye on. He's pitched really well, with the exception of the one start in Texas, and how many starts they're planning on giving him down the stretch, I don't know. But they're being very, very cautious with him, for sure.
Well, I guess, looking out on the horizon a little bit, they have to be happy seeing that, I don't know what it is, like five of the next seven series are going to be at home. It seems like a team right now that could really use a little time back at Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, they're 38-18 at home. So, I mean, you want to take advantage of playing at home. The crowds have gotten bigger. I think they're feeding off the crowds. People are, starting to buy into the Astros a little bit. So, Dallas Keuchel performs a lot better. He's unbeaten at home. He's 10-0 at home. Guys like Altuve and Gattis are better hitters at home. So, going back to what we talked about earlier, whatever the reason is, most teams play well at home. The Astros play much better at home than they do on the road. And if you're struggling on the road, until you get that ironed out, you really need to nail down these games at home. And they have some big ones coming up. The Dodgers are coming in. That should be a fun series. And then I think everyone in the division comes back through one time as well, and those are all going to be key games.
Okay, as we wrap it up, Ryan, I know you had an off day yesterday in San Francisco, the team out there in the Bay Area for like a week. What does a guy like you do with a day in San Francisco?
Well, me and San Francisco go hand in hand. So I just went out and ate some good food. I went down to Fisherman's Wharf and walked around, worked on an off day story, and just try to actually go and walk outside without sweating profusely within 3 or 4 minutes. So I tried to make the most of the nice weather.
Yeah, that's exactly what someone from Houston would do. All right, man, that's awesome. Three tags. Always great to catch up, man. Have a great week. We'll do it again next week.
All right, Dave. Talk to you then.
All Hi, there he goes. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.